Harper was concentrating on the screen. He barely listened to what Venture was saying. Almost all his attention was focused on the graphic the computer was displaying. He angled the screen to be sure that Julius Venture could not see it. The author Robert Graves made a distinction between what he called lunar knowledge and solar knowledge, Venture said. That's really what we're talking about here, isn't it? Lunar knowledge. The knowledge of the ancients, if the theories are borne out, wasn't based on calculation and synthesis of data which underlines the modern so-called scientific method. I'm sure you're right, Harper said, without looking away from the screen. He moved the mouse and the wireframe model he was examining shifted and turned. No, this ancient knowledge system was all to do with intuition, to do with having a unified view of the universe and of our own existence, Venture gave a short laugh. And there's talk now about a unified theory, as if it's something that can be calculated or discerned, rather than something that just is. You know, he went on, some children can tell you how many sweets there are in a pile just by looking. It's a vestige of that knowledge system before it evaporates under the pressure of modern teaching. The children simply know how many sweets there are just by glancing at the pile from a distance. They don't need to count them individually. He paused, as if sensing that Harper was not listening. Or how many paving slabs there are in a causeway just by glancing at it from a helicopter. The circular stage was far bigger than it had seemed from the back of the amphitheatre. The sand was so deep across it that with the water on the other side, Matt felt as if he was walking on a beach. From one side of the stage, Robin waved to him to join her. What have you found? He asked. There's a narrow ledge running along the side of the river, she said, pointing to where a shelf of rock disappeared into the shadows. So? So you were right. Well, sort of. Judging by the orientation of this amphitheatre, that leads to the back of the volcano. If it goes all the way. She smiled, tilting her head to one side. Want to find out? Matt smiled back. Yes, he said. But I think we should be getting back. Goodness knows what Harper would do if he knew we were down here. He'd go ape.
Ah, Catherine. Still Harper did not look away from the screen. It seems we are all off to Scandinavia. Perhaps you and Julius could make the necessary arrangements.
How soon are we travelling? She asked.
As soon as possible, if that is all right with Julius and his party.
I'm sure Matt will be keen to bring things to a satisfactory conclusion, Venture said. He stood up, sensing that the meeting was at an end.
I'm sure he will, Harper said. He'll be keen to find the treasure in the hope it will bring his father back to him.
Catherine Feather gestured for Venture to precede her out of the study. She waited a moment, just long enough for Harper to look up at her from his computer. The screen showed a wireframe computer-generated model of an amphitheatre. In the middle of the picture, two small stick-like figures were clambering up the steep terraces towards the tunnel leading out. If he had zoomed in on them, filled in the texture and rendered the data fully, Harper would have seen that one was a tall, thin boy and the other a girl with long black hair, but he already knew that. Harper nodded to Catherine, and she followed Venture from the room, leaving Atticus Harper alone with his thoughts.